Sunshine 96.7 FM, WMTB LP, St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! How we doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
Hey, I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more than listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Okay, another glorious day in the FLA. Happy Friday, folks. My name is Mark, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh man, what a beautiful day it was. I mean, if you consider what today was compared to what yesterday was.
Yes.
Yesterday was, you know, bright and sunny. But what a blustery day in the neighborhood. I mean, I hate the wind. The wind is, to me, the worst weather that you can get. I'll take freezing cold. I'll take sleet. I'll take snow. I'll take torrential rain. But the wind, it's the wind that always seems to mess everything up. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's just me.
I know.
It has a purpose. There's a reason for the wind. But I don't dig it, man. And yesterday, it was like you could not get away from it, you know. I work outside. So all day long, I feel like all day long.
You were trying to crouch behind walls.
I'm being rebuffed by the wind.
Anyway. Dad's not a big sailor.
I'm not. Oh, man. I would never be a sailor. No. If it requires wind, forget about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't even break wind.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Anyway, folks, we are coming to you live as we. I'm sorry, made myself laugh.
You're so funny looking.
We are coming to you live as we do every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., from our Ginzo Garb Treehouse Studio, located in the historic Jungle Prada neighborhood of St. Petersburg, Florida. You fine folks are checking us out on either Radio St. Pete Online or on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where what?
Local music lives.
So in the studio, we have the usual suspects. We got our boy Ty Ginn over there with his sleeveless shirt looking all tough and stuff. next to him.
HR tough and stuff.
HR tough and stuff, right? Do you remember H.R. Puffin Stuff?
I do. Oh, my God. I loved H.R. Puffin Stuff.
Yeah, I did, too. That was one of my faves as a kid. And then, of course, we've got my blushing bride, Stephanie, here in the studio, the anchor, the glue, the rock, the one that keeps us all together and straight and all that stuff.
I do my best.
Yeah, and then little old me. So that's who we are, and that's what we're doing. 727-804-5891. Listen, the world is in a tangle. And right now, what that means for us, that means that there's a whole lot of stuff to talk about.
Right.
There's a lot of content out there. And we're going to try to keep it, you know, look, a lot of it is political. A lot of it is not political. There's just a lot of stuff going on in the world right now. And there's a lot of stuff that we're going to talk about, and there's a lot of things that you may want to comment on along with us or even after we've even talked about it, and you can. All you have to do is give us a call at 727-804-5891. Now, that number is sort of magical because not only can you call that number, 727-804-5891, and talk to us live on air. But you can also text that number, and we will respond to you directly.
Yes.
It's like a hotline.
It is. Direct.
It's like a hotline.
You know, talk about communication.
Hold on. I need to cough. Hold on.
He needs to. Great.
I had a little flummocus there for a second.
Bird
Sorry.
Flu. COVID.
COVID. Bird flu. Measles.
Gonorrhea.
Get what's his name? Kennedy on the line. Mm-hmm. Kennedy on the hotline.
He'll recommend cod liver oil and vitamin A.
I'm pretty sure it isn't anything dangerous. I might have it too. That's not in my notes. That just came. That's ad lib, baby. You listen to the Marco Radio Happy Hour show, you never know what you're going to get.
You never know what you're going to get.
That's why we're number one in the radio.
Number one in our time slot on our station.
I just got a text from my buddy John Connor and says, FDT. And I listen, I'm wholeheartedly, I'm on that team.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Foxtrot, Delta Tango. If you know, you know. Right? Anyway, so here's a couple of updates. If you've been listening to the show for the last, I don't know, probably month, we've been talking about what we're doing to get our pool here at the Ginzo Ranch ready for the summer. And we've drained it. We've power washed it. And I purchased the paint, special pool paint for it. And we thought that this weekend was going to be the weekend that we were going to start the painting. Well, as it turns out, I want to put two coats on. And I'm thinking it's going to be like a two-day process. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking I was going to give it one more spray down on Saturday. Sunday, start the painting. I had plans on taking Monday off to do the second coat on Monday. But it turns out that there's a 50% chance of rain on Sunday.
It's now it's up to 80% Sunday night, overnight into Monday.
So I'm glad we sort of canceled the painting festivities for this weekend. Mm-hmm. So and as fast as the leaves are falling,
I know.
And especially now that we don't have a pool cage, it's unbelievable how many leaves are in the bottom of this empty pool.
Right.
It's that, like, are you kidding me?
That literally was empty.
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 Right.
No water, no debris, nothing.
Yeah.
Last Sunday.
Yeah. So anyway, we have postponed the painting of the pool, and I'm going to be watching the weather forecast. I'm looking for like three solid days of no precipitation.
Right.
Just three solid days of nice weather.
Because you need one day to clean it all out again.
Yeah, right. Because of the rain that we had the other day, now I have a new puddle down there that I got to drain out.
Right.
And I've got a ton of leaves in there. It's like, come
and
on, man.
We need to be able to pressure wash.
Yeah, one last time.
Let it dry.
And then
paint,
get on it.
Dry. Paint. Dry.
And then fill.
And then fill.
It's a whole process, Ty.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And it's going to take days to fill.
So, talking about painting, when did paint get so heavy? It's unbelievable. So, we ordered 2 5-gallon buckets of paint, and they are like unbelievably heavy.
I think it's because of the fact that it's pool paint.
I think that too, but I also think it's that I'm getting older because today we ordered a 5-gallon bucket of paint at work that would match, you know, the places where I work. And I went to go pick it up today, and I strained my neck a little bit.
Oh, no.
Come on, man.
DEI.
DEI, no, it's just wuss. I mean, I can't even handle a 5-gallon bucket of paint anymore without being injured. It's not cool, man.
Gotta stretch.
Yeah,
water.
Can you imagine? Look, when I was a kid, people used to say, "Man, you got to warm up first. You got to stretch." And I was like, F you. You know, and now, you know, can you imagine if I had gone to that bucket of paint today? Okay. And it was like in the office where I work. And if I had started doing some stretching to get ready to lift 5 gallon bucket of paint, they would have been like, who is this old man? Get him out of here. He's
throwing his leg up on a desk.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you're starting to look like Kenny Rogers, so.
Thanks. That's good.
What was it that Will Koontz said to you the other day?
Father Time.
He called him Father Time.
So now I've gotten Kenny Rogers, Father Time, and I got Moses. Mm. I got Moses, too. Yeah, so.
Know when to fold him, Kenny.
Know when to fold him. Right, anyway. So we're not painting the pool this weekend, and I'm getting to the point where I'm too old to be hefting around 5 gallon buckets of paint. Yeah, not cool, well, man.
Are you going to talk about the dream you had, whatever day it was, night it was? You came home and you were like, "All right, we got 2 5-gallon buckets of the blue paint."
Right.
I'm going to take one back.
Yeah, right. So I had this dream, Ty. So I said, okay. In my dream, I took one, and it was going to be this big surprise for Mom. So I took one of the, because we got a light blue, like an aqua blue paint for the pool, mm-hmm. right? So in my mind, in my dream, I took one of the buckets back and made it a white bucket. So I got the blue bucket and the white bucket. And in my dream, I checkerboarded the whole bottom of the pool.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, but it also sounds badass. Do you have any idea how badass that would be?
Really cool.
It would be so badass if it was blue and white checkerboard. But the work that it would take to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next time we paint the pool.
Yeah.
30 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When Dad's retired and needs something creative to do.
Would you say 30 years? I don't have that much time. I'm just telling you now. Don't have that much time. One of the other updates is if you've been listening to the show over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about this this car raffle at the Florida Strawberry Festival.
Yes.
And so the Florida Strawberry Festival has been going on now for like a week and a half, and it wraps up on Sunday. One of the things that we said is that for a $5 ticket, one of the local car dealerships is raffling off a car, and this is like the 17th year in a row that they've done it.
Oh, yeah, they've done this
right.
forever.
So it's a brand new Corvette, 2025 Corvette convertible. Okay, for a $5 ticket, you can get it. Now, the beautiful thing about this raffle is that if you don't want the Corvette, okay, the car is a $90,000 car. You can take the dollar amount of the car, or you can go over and take that same $90,000 and put it toward any other vehicle on the lot that you want. Or multiple vehicles. Right, and they pay the tax tag and
title.
They pay all of it.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, the update that I want to give you is I have a ticket.
Yay!
I have a ticket, and the drawing is Sunday.
Well, you could use $90,000.
Yeah, certainly. We certainly could.
Yes, we could.
So that's the question: Do we just cash out, or do we get a vehicle? I would like to get a used truck. I need a truck.
Yeah.
Once you've had a truck, you always want to have a truck.
Yeah. Once you go truck.
There's not a lot I can do in that little Mercedes. There's just not a lot I can do. It's fun to drive. Really fun to drive, but I can't really do anything in it.
I would like a Toyota 4Runner.
Well, then
just
you,
putting that out there.
You should have paid $5 for your own raffle ticket. Uh-huh. And this is a Chevy dealership. They don't have Toyota.
Well, I'll take the money.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they have a used one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I know they do the drawing on Sunday, which is the last day. I will have my phone with me. Probably I will have it like attached to my head so that there's no way that I can miss the call. You know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure I'm going to win.
Well, good. You got a feeling?
I got a feeling.
You know,
listen,
a guy?
My number, I'm looking at the ticket now, and I'm sure they go probably by the last two digits, and my last two digits are 13.
Ooh.
And 13's always lucky, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. That means you have to answer every scam likely call.
That's okay.
On Sunday.
And I will. And I will. And if they don't immediately say anything about a car, I'm hanging up.
You answer it, I won. All day long.
And it'll be some person with an Indian accent going, do you still own that house over in Seminole? We'd like to buy it. That was probably the worst Indian accent ever.
We'll just say that you didn't do it, and maybe we won't get canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that wasn't even close.
Right. So, yeah. Anyway, I have a chance at winning a brand new Corvette or $90,000 that I can either cash out or use toward a vehicle or a couple of vehicles.
Right.
Well, I mean, a couple.
Several.
Or several. If all the vehicles are $30,000 each, that's three vehicles. How about that? Look at all of us could be riding around large in our new $30,000 vehicles.
That's it.
That's it. That's the plan, man. Anyway, so wish me luck. On Wednesday, Steph and I went downtown to the first anniversary of the Radio St. Pete, Downtown St. Pete, new studio at the, is it called the Thrive Center? It's right across the street from Williams Park. And it's part of, it's almost like it's attached to that big church right there down at right across from Williams Park. But is it the Thrive Center? Anyway. A year ago, Radio St. Pete opened up a studio in that building.
It's Thrive St. Pete.
Thrive St. Pete, okay.
Which is a co-working space.
Right.
It's like you have your cubicle.
Yeah. They got a bunch of glassed-in areas where some people are doing podcasts. Some people are. I saw somebody doing like a what are those meetings, face-to-face meeting, what do they call them?
Like a Zoom meeting.
A Zoom meeting, right? I saw some stuff going on.
There's all kinds of small businesses housed at Thrive St. Pete.
But anyway, Radio St. Pete now
has a
studio in there where they interview local business owners and musicians and stuff like that. So
it's cool.
It's,
if you don't have a studio in your home.
Right. Like we do.
I saw you on the TikTok.
Oh, no. There was a TikTok?
Yeah. Well, they were like panning the room, and I saw you for a second.
Did you?
Yeah.
Cool.
Both hands full of shrimp.
They didn't have shrimp.
Not after he got there.
Those are the meatballs. I had them stuffed on the ends of each one of my fingers so I looked like a gecko. Was I flashing my tongue in and out? Like licking my eyeballs and stuff?
Yes. No, just the meatballs.
Missed that part. That was the best part of the video that you missed.
No, and one of the bands, and not to disregard the others, but I really like the Jazz Librarians.
Is that what they were called?
Yes.
They were very good.
And
they were at the inaugural party.
Right.
They're very good. They're so good. And they remind me a lot of the Boho Sideshow. For whatever reason, I don't know what it is.
They have a funky
sound
to them. She's playing
this stand-up bass that's like very modern looking, but it also looks like she made it in her garage.
Skinny.
It looks very like cool. It's made out of like a 2x6.
It's
you know what I mean?
Skinny,
it's like
stand up.
They
bass,
used all the scrap wood in her garage to make it.
It just the sound, the musical sound.
Yeah, it's very good.
Is just phenomenal.
We didn't stay to see the guy who played guitar. I saw him in the audience, and sort of Michael Jackson esque had sort of that one curl that came down his middle of his forehead. I saw him there. But we didn't stay there.
We didn't. We didn't stay.
But it was nice. It was a nice little soiree. You know, it's always nice to see some of the other people that are on the station, and you know, get to run in and meet some of the people that actually you know, put it all together.
Right.
You know.
Well, and you know, the musicians, the donors.
Right.
You know, all the people that help. The volunteers and, again, donors.
I like it when somebody says, you know, so, you know, what do you, you know, why are you here? What do you do? And, oh, well, we're Mark and Steph from the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. That's you guys?
Yeah, we got that several times.
Yeah. And we actually got two or three people who were like, oh, my God, I love it when your son's on the show.
Yes.
Good.
Oh.
Yeah. Good. I hope they're listening now.
You were the star of the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those poor bastards.
I said it's only temporary, but depending on his attitude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was nice. It was a nice evening. I needed it.
I needed it too.
I needed to go down there because you know, there's sometimes, you know, a lot of times when it's hard. Sometimes when you're doing a show like this, I don't know if you guys do it, but I find myself forgetting that we're actually talking to an audience.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Are we?
So sometimes
are
I
we
feel,
sure?
Well, see, and then that's the other question, Ty. You're exactly right. It's like, is anybody listening? You know,
is anybody out there?
Is anybody out there? Right. But already we've gotten a text message from my buddy John, so I know some people are listening. You know,
right.
I know that we have our Fab Four, you know, but you know, past that, you know, who knows?
Exactly.
It might be crickets past that. Who
well,
knows?
The other thing is because we do the show at home,
right?
And you know, life has been interesting since the hurricanes hit, and you know, everything went sideways. It's nice to connect.
Yeah.
With like-minded people. Mm-hmm.
It's always good to see Joe B.
Always good to see Joe B. To see the support of the station.
I'm very proud of Joe B. I'm proud of Jay Kolb. I'm proud of anybody who has a part of making Radio St. Pete do what it do. You know what I mean?
And
it's a big deal.
Well, yeah. and Wednesday, the day of the party,
right,
March
was actually
5th,
Radio St. Pete Day in St. Pete.
Well, that's cool.
By proclamation.
From the mayor.
So
it's for real.
It's for real.
Yeah.
Brother.
And
No joke.
Very cool. And it's always cool to connect with other contributors and musicians. And I don't know. It makes me realize how much bigger it is than just being here.
I like when I had my conversation with Joe B, and he's like, yeah, I was listening a couple of weeks ago, and you were talking about some political stuff, and I was getting a little bit nervous. I was getting a little bit nervous, but you kept it right where it needed to be.
Right
on the
edge.
You didn't overstep the bounds.
I'll keep pushing the line.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll see where it goes.
Right. Anyway.
No, but that was a lot of fun.
It was a nice evening. It was good. Yep. So here's something that I just found out, and maybe, you know, you guys might probably think you're so dumb and where you been and that kind of thing. But did you guys know that Mardi Gras is French for Fat Tuesday?
Yes.
You knew that?
I did.
You knew that it was French for Fat Tuesday?
Yes.
I always thought it was two different events. I thought there was Fat Tuesday, and then there was Mardi Gras.
No.
I didn't know that one was.
Oh,
I didn't know they were the same.
It's
uncultured swine.
Right. Yes. What rock is he under?
I'm telling you, there are things that I pay attention to, and there's things that I just don't.
Apparently. No, that's
I had no
the
idea.
Whole...
But as soon as I heard that the other day, I guess it was Tuesday.
A fat one.
Yeah, I was like, oh, well, that makes sense. So if you go around and call French people Marty, that you're calling them fat? And gras is Tuesday? What's Monday?
God.
I'd have to do the translation, but I think it's...
Mungra went. I mean, how's it go? I don't know.
You need help.
I had no idea. I had no idea. And one of the other things that's happening this week, and it just happened 2 days ago, and I love this. I love it every year, is Ash Wednesday.
I was going to say Ash Wednesday. I thought you were going to let us guess.
I absolutely love going up to the believers, licking my thumb and go, oh, my God, let me get that.
You got a little something there.
Yeah.
Licking my thumb and go, let me get that for you.
Or you do the discreet, just, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like the bat in the cave.
What the hell happened to you?
Buddy, did you fall down?
Is that a bruise?
But you got to lick your thumb and be like the concerned mother. Like, I'll get that off your face.
Hold on. You got something.
Let me get that for you.
They love it when you do that.
Oh, they absolutely love it.
Oh, speaking of which, when I was at Aldi's the other day, there was a couple, gentleman and his wife, and he had his black lab
right
in the store, but he, you know, he's a PTSD dog.
Yeah.
Cute as he could be. And I heard not less than four times they walked into the store about the same time I did. And women who are shopping, they're like, oh, look how cute. And he's like, you're the, thanks. He responds, oh, thanks. And, you know, by the time...
Oh, like they're saying that about him.
About him. And by the time we got to checkout, he was like, I love coming here. You're
the best place ever. They're so nice.
You're the fourth person to tell me how, you know...
How cute I am.
How cute I am.
Sometimes you just need a little reassurance.
That's it.
Right. Yep. So we are already at that point in the year where we're about to spring forward again.
Yes.
We should really just be done with all that.
Well, I mean, when you say it's that, silly. What do you mean? What do you mean? Do you want it to be spring forward or back?
I don't care. Just pick one.
I like it spring forward. I like the lighter later. That's what I like.
I don't like,
look, I get off work at 2:30, but in the wintertime, even, you know, by 4:30, it's already starting to get dark. I don't like that. I don't like that. That just reminds me of cold.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I like let's keep the lights on.
Yeah.
You know, I like having the lights on. So I did see something where they were asking Trump if he was going to change. And they actually said, are you and Elon going to change?
You know, I mean, you got to ask daylight the boss.
And he says, well, it's a 50-50 proposition. Some people love it. Some people hate it.
Well, we voted for it.
Yeah.
Again.
So this should be the last change. In my mind, we will spring forward and then not fall back.
So you think this is the last time we're going to do it here in the FLA?
We voted for it twice to keep daylight saving time.
Right.
As our standard time.
Well, who's going to decide on that? Is it going to be Ronnie D?
It has to be the legislature.
You know, he's hoping that his wife takes his place, right?
Yes.
What's her name?
Casey.
Casey D?
Casey, yeah.
Casey D? Is she gonna be a little bit more amenable? Something a little bit more agreeable to, you know, is she going to be able to go, you know, Ronnie didn't like all those books, but I think we're going to bring the books back out.
No.
We're going to start celebrating the LGBTQ community. And we're going to start talking about slavery and stuff like that again in our schools. She's not going to do that. She's not going to undo all of his stuff.
No.
Well, then she's not going to get my vote.
I'm surprised she's allowed to read.
I'm surprised she can read. Anyway, so that's that. We're right up to our first break already. Yes. Prattling along now for 30 minutes. And here we go. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. I'm going to play this song. It's called "'Cause I Says So," and it's by the New York Dolls. And when we come back, I'll tell you why I played it.
Take I know it. Why.
Okay, well, I guess it's because he says so.
He says so.
He says, in the title, it's "'Cause I Says, S-E-Z, So."
Says.
Yeah, and that was lead singer David Buster Poindexter Johansson of the New York Dolls. He passed away earlier this week at the age of 75, and I was kind of surprised to hear that he was actually the last remaining person in that band, the last living person in that band. So
hard life.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, he was back back in the late 70s, 80s, that whole New York scene, and they're CBGB, they're doing it all, man. And they were sort of glam rock before glam rock was
a thing.
They were probably like the pioneers of glam rock. I saw a picture today online of him and the guitar player, and I wish I'd written his name down. But they're both standing on the street in Soho, in New York City, and he looks like a punk, like almost like a punk rocker, but then he's got high heel shoes on.
Yeah. I think they discovered Joan Jett.
Yeah, I think you're right. So I think I heard that too. Anyway, David Johansson, former lead singer of New York Dolls, and also Buster Poindexter, who also, I mean, when he was Buster Poindexter, he put out probably when he made his money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because he had some songs that were in movies.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I think it was in Beetlejuice. When they're all sitting at the table and they're doing the what's the song that they're sitting there and at the dinner table?
Oh, the daylight comes.
Yeah, that I think that's him.
Yeah,
I think that's him doing that. So anyway, yeah, David Johansson passed away earlier this week at the age of 75. Anyway, folks, 727-804-5891 is the number to call if you want to give us a ringy dingy, or you can text us. You don't do ringy dingy?
No. We don't do that
here. Do you know who Lily Tomlin is?
What?
No. The female comedian? Lily Tomlin? You don't know who Lily Tomlin? She used to do what was her skit back in the day when she was the operator? One ringy dingy, two ringy dingy. This is back in the day when she used to sit at a switchboard,
mm-hmm.
you know, pull the plugs and yeah, she was.
Oh, she was
the obnoxious telephone operator.
Is.
Yeah.
Hysterical. She was in the movie 9 to 5. Did you ever see that? Lily Tomlin, Dolly Parton, and Jane Fonda.
Yeah.
I know I've seen that. It was a while ago.
Who was, I can picture him.
Dabney Coleman.
Yes.
Yeah, was the boss.
Lily Tomlin. Oh, Google it.
Speaking to Dolly Parton, her husband, Carl. What was his name? It was not Parton.
Mm-mm.
It was something.
Who you never saw.
Never.
He didn't
right.
like all the fame.
No.
Mm-mm. What was his name? It was Carl. I can't think of it. I got it in my notes somewhere. I'll have to look for it. If I remember it all.
They were together for like 60 years.
Oh, yeah. Right. Forever. And I think it's so funny. There's a lot of people that even today think that Dolly Parton is like this complete smoke show. I mean, she's like got to be in her 80s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Carl Dean.
Carl Dean. That's it. And he passed away. He was 82. But yeah, they were together, I mean, from like high school, you know what I mean? And
yeah, well, if he's 80, he was 82.
Right.
She's 79.
Okay.
She was 19.
Yeah. So what I think is interesting is that, you know, there's so many people that, you know, listen, Dolly Parton is in high regard because of her career. Okay, there's no question about that. But if you look at pictures of her, and there's a lot of people that are like, oh, my God, she's such a smoke show. I mean, and she's 79 years old, and you know, that kind of thing. But if you see pictures of her when she was younger.
Oh, yeah, back in the day, she's oof. Like the original babe.
Oh.
Oof.
Super babe.
Yeah.
Just imagine what Jolene must have looked like.
Right. Can you imagine what Jolene looked like?
Right.
Jolene must have been, damn.
Diabolical.
Right. But, personal story, she actually sat by Bill on an airplane, and I'm not sure, you know, what destinations, how long the flight was. Bill didn't fly a lot alone.
Mm-hmm.
And she was his seatmate.
Nice.
Yeah, that's cool.
And just the nicest person.
Well, she's very cool.
You know.
She's always been very nice.
And can you imagine? I would love to have been a fly on the wall.
Oh.
Bill talking to Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what a conversation was that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Extraordinary.
Yeah, he probably looked over and said, when are you going to release those two illegal immigrants?
Yeah.
Baby.
Terrible. Terrible. Show is canceled again.
I'm sorry. Why does that happen?
I don't know.
Why does that happen?
I mean, I have some ideas, but we can't go into it on air.
Well,
we're going to have an intervention.
Yeah, we'll bring the therapist in.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I need some answers.
Release the hounds. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, Dolly Parton, man. I mean, she owns, like, that whole state of, what, Kentucky or whatever it is, right?
Yeah, that's Dolly Land.
Yeah, I mean, she owns all of that.
No, but I think it's so admirable that she
You've
had,
never heard anything bad about her.
No, well, she had her ambitions of, you know, fame and whatever.
Right.
And he didn't want to be a part of it.
Right.
And that wasn't a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, they...
He never tried to be her manager or anything like that. It was like,
exactly. Never tried to control her.
Girl, you go do you.
And...
What did he do?
I don't know. But whatever she was doing...
Yeah.
And he may have been a behind-the-scenes person, but he never wanted to be... He never wanted to compete.
Right. I guess I always figured that she was married, but I had no idea what his name was or anything like that, you know.
Oh, over the years, it would, you know, something would come up about Dolly and her husband and that he didn't want the limelight. Mm-hmm. But he was fine with her wanting the limelight and encouraged it.
Yep. So, today is National Middle Name Appreciation Day. Is everybody cool with their middle name?
Yeah.
I mean, you got a great name. Tyler Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
And we spelled it the way Bob Dylan does, D-Y-L-A-N. One of the things about you, you know, I always thought that, you know, oh my God, we're going to have a son. He's probably going to play sports and, let's do his initials, TD, because if he plays football, how cool would it be if TD again, touchdown again,
uh-huh.
But no, that didn't happen.
No, I like Dungeons and Dragons and Magic the Gathering.
Look,
you know what? I'm so glad you went that way.
He wanted to name you Tucker Elvis.
Tucker Elvis was my...
Which would have been cool.
Tucker Elvis was my pick, and Mom said, no, they're always going to call him Effer, you know.
All right.
Well, Tucker Carlson, he's at the top of your list. Mm.
Well,
great human being.
He would have been, Ty would have been the third Tucker I know. I went to high school with a guy named Tucker Wright, and he was really cool. And he played guitar and did the whole thing like Neil Young, where he played the harmonica at the same mm-hmm. time, you know, with the whole thing. And yeah, Tucker Wright. And then that's who I didn't even know who Tucker Carlson was.
No, but
yeah,
you didn't hit that landmine.
No. And then I wanted Henry.
Association.
Henry would be cool. I'd be
Henry
cool
Elvis.
That.
Henry. I was going to go with Henry Elvis.
Yeah, that would have been all right.
I wanted Elvis, but that was still being, you know, poo-pooed.
I could be Hank. Hank would be
that's
cool.
What Hank, I was. That's what I was talking about. He's going to be Hank.
I would have been all right with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I wasn't sure.
You were almost Jeffrey.
Yeah. I wanted Jeffrey Alexander.
But, I mean, that's not so bad.
Yeah, Jeffrey Alexander would be Jag. You know, I don't know. Where does Renee come from? Is that a family name?
No.
Yeah.
I just thought it was cool.
Right. I don't know. And then I met some Renees.
Yeah.
And officially dropped it.
Terrible.
Right.
Just saying. My middle name officially now is my maiden name.
Yeah, mine's Steven, but with a PH. So that's kind of gay.
Canceled again.
Canceled again.
At least Mark is with a K.
Right.
You know, Mark with a C.
I told that guy last night.
With a PH.
Remember when we went to the party the other night and he had taken my name tag and then realized that it wasn't his. And just so happens we were checking in and came back up and he goes, I'm a Mark, but this is not my name tag. And I was like, well, that's my name tag because I could see my last name on it, you know. And so anyway, we were talking later in the evening, and he had his name written on a tag. And I said, well, at least you're, you know, Mark with a K, mm-hmm. you know. I said, because Mark with a C is just basically Marcy.
And what does your card say over there that I read every time? You've got that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's more of a visual. It says men named Mark have 36% more testosterone than men named Mark with a C. Yeah.
So there you have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But in this picture, I look more like the guy with the C.
What happened?
I don't know.
You've evolved from the cave.
I don't have all the
sea.
Testosterone. I mean, thank God, over the last 5 years, I've been able to grow a beard.
Well, exactly.
But this in this picture, the Mark with a K has got a full chest of hair. You know, I mean.
You never had that.
No. Oh, my God. Are you kidding? I've got like three armpit hairs under each arm.
I know. Look at me.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think you got more than me.
That is not Don King in a headlock.
Every time I see my buddy Paul when he's, you know, raises his arm in the summertime, I'm like, Jesus, what's happening there?
What is going on?
It's like a race riot over there.
Canceled again.
You got somebody in a headlock. What's going on?
God. We're going to have to move this to YouTube.
No, we're just going to leave the country.
We are not made for American censorship.
No.
And that, unfortunately, I am afraid, you know, all the cuts everywhere. The one thing I'm afraid that they will beef up is the FCC.
Well, of course.
Well, one of the things,
good Christian values.
Yeah, but one of the things I heard about the FCC is that they're going to ramp it down so that you can actually cuss. And I said that to Joe B. the other night. I said, hey, look, there might be something good about this whole Trump administration. They might, you know, make it so that, you know, the FCC loosens up and you can actually cuss. And he was like, I hear you.
About time.
So he was with me, you know.
Yeah, but they will censor.
He didn't say, yeah, I heard you slip up 5 weeks ago. Third hour in.
All I can say is God help you all. I start using my real dialogue.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to hurt some feelings.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You have been put on notice.
The show will be very colorful. This is not how we speak day to day.
If you're
home
in
life.
If you're into college hoops, March Madness is just around the corner. I'm hoping my boys from VCU make the tournament. I'll have to check in with Paul to see where they are, if in fact they are going to make the tournament. I hope they do. Every time I've seen them in the tournament, they've actually done pretty well. I've never actually picked them in my bracket to go all the way. But then that one year, they did go all the way.
Right. Are you and Paul going to do a bracket?
I will, if I'm sure he probably is, you know, he's in a place where he can be in a bracket. I know that they'll have one at work probably. So we'll have separate brackets, but, yeah, we can compare notes. I love March Madness. It's the only time that I watch basketball ever.
Ever.
I don't watch professional basketball. I don't watch college basketball except for the tournament. And the only reason that I want to watch it is if I have a bracket. And I don't know.
The
just,
gambling makes it fun.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's
but
it makes it more interesting to know that you got something riding on it. You know what I mean? I'm not a gambler. I mean, look, I mentioned earlier that you know, got a $5 raffle ticket. You know, so that's
so high stakes. He's trying to win that car.
Right.
You know, he spent $5,000 to get 1,000 raffle tickets to win.
Right.
Win it and give the money to James.
Anyway, like I said, it's right around the corner. So the first round starts March 20th and 21st. Second round will be March 22nd and 23rd. Sweet 16, March 27th and 28th. Elite 8, March 29th and 30th. And then the Final Four and National Championship will be after those dates, obviously, into April. But, yeah, I'm hoping that VCU is part of it. Paul picked up a brand-new VCU T-shirt for me that I have not worn yet. I'm looking forward to wearing it during
it
the
fresh.
Tournament.
Right.
Yep. And I'm looking forward to the tournament. So,
you know, maybe that's something, you know, bracket fun. No money. Just
listen.
Just pride. Doing a bracket.
Well, people are like, well, did you go to VCU? No, but I lived there. I lived in Virginia, in, you know, Richmond, Virginia, and I lived on campus.
Just like I didn't go to Eckerd College, but I was there.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
That's where.
I almost feel like I'm like,
you
know, like what do they call that when? It, like if you're like a movie star or something like that and you went to a college and you never graduated, but then they give you a
honorary
yeah,
degree.
I feel like this is my honorary degree.
You did your time.
I ran the
streets.
I ran the streets, you know, went in and out of all the bars and restaurants and stuff like that. I lived down there.
Mm-hmm. You were socially active.
Yeah. And now
I've
got
academically.
Now I got a VCU T-shirt. Like I'm official.
You were there.
I was there. I was there.
I wasn't until later, but I'm sleeping in a VCU T-shirt now.
Right.
So,
same thing.
I lived there long enough.
Yep.
I love Richmond.
Richmond is the bomb.
It is. I love Richmond.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so what do we have? We're getting close to the end of the first. I want to do something quick because we don't have that much time.
Do you want to talk about Gene Hackman?
Well, that's the thing. Let's do that. Because I heard earlier today that we were going to hear some sort of conclusive evidence on what was the cause of death for Gene, his wife, and the dog. And did that come through?
It apparently did.
Okay.
What I read, what I heard, saw on the internet, Gene Hackman, 95,
right,
died of cardiovascular and Alzheimer's disease. On likely around February 18th, okay, which corresponds with earlier information.
Right, they said that his pacemaker stopped recording on the 17th.
On the 17th.
So it doesn't mean he just dropped dead, but it means he probably dropped and that was it.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
yeah,
it looks like his wife.
Yeah, yeah.
Passed away about 1 week earlier.
What?
Oh my God.
From a rare syndrome, a pulmonary syndrome.
Okay.
On or about February 11th.
Okay. Oof. So pulmonary is a heart thing.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So there is a very prominent pathologist who goes to all the court cases and stuff like that. And he said that his guess was that Gene had a heart attack. She found him, okay, ran back to the bathroom, tried to get his pills, and also had a heart attack, fell, and probably hit her head, and then the dog was just trapped in the cage.
Right. And that's,
but that's not so far off.
No. And that, as soon as I heard,
right,
you know, all of the, initially,
mm-hmm,
she was his primary caregiver.
Yeah, yeah.
There was no one checking on them. There was no help, you know, home health. You know, no one was coming on.
So they think she died a week prior.
She died, and that was my biggest fear.
Remember they said that she had like mummification on her hands and her feet.
Right.
Eesh.
And apparently, what happened is she had an event.
Yeah.
Died, and for a week.
He was just rolling around the place.
He was,
didn't know where he was. 95.
And, you know,
I'm surprised he could walk.
I don't know how mobile he was.
Right.
Could he feed himself? Would he know if he was hungry? You know, just he was.
What a terrible way to go.
And you know, a little bit of a PSA.
Mm-hmm.
Have layers of, yes, you have a primary caregiver,
yeah,
who is significantly younger than you,
mm-hmm,
but still of an age. They're old. Let's be real. You need to have other people checking,
yeah,
speaking, talking, touching base.
I saw an aerial of like their compound. It was a big house. I mean, he may not even have known she was gone for a week.
Well, he also had Alzheimer's.
Right.
You know, so
sad.
Just have layers.
Yep.
You know, yes, you've got a primary caregiver, but have other people that contact you, that stay in touch every day, every other day, every couple of days.
Yep.
It's not that it would have been prevented, but it wouldn't have been as horrific.
Horrific. Right before the break, I want to say happy birthday to Wanda Sykes. I like her. She's a great comedian. Yeah, I think cool. she's very funny. Yeah, she is 61 years old today.
Really?
Yeah. That almost sounded like her. Really? That's one of the things she says. Wanda Sykes, yeah, 61 years old today. So I wanted to say that.
I
thought
she was older.
No.
Look, I'm young. I know I look old.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah, so we did that. That was the whole Gene Hackman thing. So we're getting ready to take this break. And when we come back, there's a couple of things we need to talk. I mean, a lot of things. I got a whole ton of stuff to talk about. But I guess we should talk about Trump addressing Congress on Tuesday.
That went well.
Yeah, I also want to talk about the SpaceX rocket that exploded the other day. I think it was yesterday.
Last night.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
How cool is that?
It scared the hell out of me.
I wish I had known. I would have been outside.
So we're going to talk about that too when we come back. And then we have all kinds of stuff. We're going to talk about, if you were on death row, how would you want to go? There's a guy in South Carolina. Yeah, right. There's a guy in South Carolina that supposedly today was the first time somebody was executed by the firing squad in like 15 years or something like that. Anyway, we got that. We got trans mice. We got, we got a bunch of stuff. Anyway, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., right here on Radio St. Pete, online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We're going to take this break. During the break, I got a whole slew of promos, and these promos are of shows that come on later tonight after our show and then throughout the weekend. Do yourself a favor and check them out, because there is all kinds of fantastic programming on Radio St. Pete. We're going to take this break. We'll be back in, I don't know, 2 or 3 minutes.
15.
How many?
15 minutes?
15. It takes that long?
10 to 15.
Something like that. All right, folks. So you have time for a potty break.
Quick poop.
We'll be back. We'll be back in a few.
Sunshine 96.7 FM, WMTB LP, St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
One and all, let us imbibe with the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour. This is Ed Rowe from the Boho Sideshow.
All right, Chewbacca is a beard.
Is a beard.
So obey the beard.
You know what a beard is, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. That's something else.
Yeah, but I know what I have on my face. That's Psycho Stick, everybody. Obey the beard. Hope you enjoyed that. If you were listening, maybe you were out peeing or refreshing your beverage, whatever. Psycho Stick, everybody. Obey the beard. I dig it.
Well, is there a reason you played it other than you've got your beard?
No.
Okay, so that's not like the signal that you're ready to shave it yet?
No. Okay. No, I'm not ever shaving again.
Yeah.
You're going for the wizard beard?
I'm not going long or dangly. I don't want to put any beads in it or anything like that.
Do it.
No.
Coward.
I'm not that guy. Not that guy.
Get some dreads.
Anyway, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. 727-804-5891 is the number to call. If you want to play along, we will talk to you about any old thing. Or you can do that same number, 727-804-5891. You can text us that number, and we will respond to you directly.
Maybe. If you're cool.
Mm-hmm. Be cool, man. Anyway, so we're back. And one of the things I said before the break is that on Tuesday, Trump addressed Congress for the first time in his second term. And I stayed up late. Look, I get up early in the morning. In my mind, anything these days, as far as anything political, I almost feel like if you go to sleep, you might miss a historical event.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I made a point. Yeah, I even took a nap prior to so I could stay up and watch this because I get up at dark. And anyway, I wanted to see it. And, you know, what I came away with is, you know, same old BS.
Yeah.
Same old childish behavior. You know, nothing different. It's just that's our guy.
Al Green is the only one with any chutzpah.
Oh well, Al Green.
Well, now they've censured him.
They censured him, and then I saw his rebuttal, not even a rebuttal, but I saw what he said in Congress afterwards after he was censured, and basically says, "Look, I'm not mad at you. You did what you're supposed to do, but here's the thing." What I was saying is correct.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and I need to be heard.
Right.
The rest of the Dems with their little signs. And when it's too late for that.
Well, it's too late for that, and it's too weak. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene during Biden's presidency didn't have a problem standing up going, "You're a liar! You're a liar!" How that woman hasn't been dragged out in the street, and. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, she's horrific.
This is a place of decorum.
Yeah.
Well, it used to be.
Supposed to be.
It's not anymore.
Well, yeah.
We got to stop playing by the rules because we're losing.
Well, but we need to bring the decorum back.
Yeah.
Well, we can't do it now. We're at war.
Yeah, we're about to be. I mean, with the tariffs that he is now, you know...
On again, off again.
On again, off again, right.
It's a joke.
It's a joke, but he didn't pull the tariffs off of China, and China said, okay, look, you want tariffs, tariff wars? You want any kind of war?
Any kind
we're
of
ready
war.
For you.
Well,
so,
I mean, Canada, too. They didn't pull back.
Hell no. I was so hoping that they would shut the lights off.
Yeah.
They're not shutting them off.
There need to be consequences.
Yep.
But... the tariffs are going into effect from the Canadian side on the American power grid.
Love that.
And, good. Yeah, you know.
Well, you threaten us.
Twice.
This is what happened. This is what
Two
happens
times.
When you threaten us. I would shut the lights off.
Yep.
I mean, all those people in New York and Michigan and wherever else the power is affected, shut them off.
Yep. No.
And guess what? I feel bad for those people.
Just make them pay.
I feel bad for those people.
But
guess what?
The Trump mentality.
Yep.
Don't cut them off.
Mm-hmm.
Just make them pay through the nose for everything.
Oh, I'd do both. Shut them off.
Mm-hmm. You can't charge them if you shut them off.
So
it's got to be financial. Everything in this world has got to be financial damage.
I mean, I wrote something down earlier today. It said, who else is rooting for Canada more than their own country? And, you know, I mean...
let's go Canada.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I hate to say that. I'm, you know, I'm an American, man.
But that doesn't mean anything anymore.
Well, he's making it so it doesn't.
And we can't allow that.
It's ridiculous.
We cannot allow that. As American citizens...
Yep.
We still have free speech.
Mm-hmm.
We still have a voice.
For now.
And we need to let it be known that what our wanting to be king, we do not agree with as a population.
Well, the little signs aren't going to get it.
No, they're not. No.
I agree.
I'm tired of the inaction.
So one of the things, I had a random thought, and it was like, okay, so I watched this thing on Tuesday, and I've watched Trump in all his glory all these times, and then I had this random thought, and it's like, you know, with all of his boasting and all of his wishy-washy speaking and behavior, is he not like a serial killer that's trying to get caught? You know what I mean? Because a lot of the bigger serial killers taunt the police. You know what I mean? They'll send them letters. They'll send, you know, it's like, you can't catch me. Is this his way of saying to America, I'm doing all this right in front of you?
Yes.
And you're not doing anything about it.
Yeah.
Well, he's in the late stages of, like, syphilis, and it's getting real ugly.
Why do you think he has syphilis?
Because his brain is pudding.
It just
and the way he stands.
But that's the thing that it dawned on me the other day. It's like I, you know, because look, I have like some sort of I don't know, addiction, not an addiction, but I can get trapped into watching all of these serial killer documentaries. I find it fascinating. But in a lot of them are so proud of themselves mm-hmm. that they will taunt the authorities. And in my mind, so then I started thinking, is that what he's doing?
Well, no one he's tells like him taunt, no.
Right. And it's like, why not?
Because he has money.
So what? A lot of people have money.
That means everything here.
Yeah, but
well, it does. And that's unfortunate.
I don't but know. It's just, it's crazy to me.
The rest of the European Union isn't buying it.
Well, we're going to be at war with them soon.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Well, and we're going to be on the wrong side this time.
Yeah, not me. I'll be in Canada.
I don't know. It's just weird. The whole thing. It's like a dream. It's like,
Russia won.
Is this really happening? You know.
Well, that's
one of my quotes. I can't remember what it is now, but one of my quotes talks about that.
I've been watching BBC News,
mm-hmm.
and this has had global effects.
Right.
Yeah, well, Europe is terrified.
Europe, Assad, Syria.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just
they've seen it all before.
Exactly.
I mean,
we're
about to do another world war.
Well, the thing is, what's crazy to me is I don't consider Trump a strong man.
He's not.
And it's still happening. It's like, when is somebody going to just grab him by the collar and go, next, you're done. We're not doing this.
Soon.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Because Elon bought it.
And all the jerk waters that are surround him, they're just as crazy as he is.
Yeah.
It's like somebody go in and just grab them all by the collar and just drag them out. No, you're done. You muffed it. You had your chance. You muffed it.
Firing 70,000
unbelievable
BA employees. We're trying to streamline their healthcare system.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what about this? What about dismantling the NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Hey, these are the people that predict hurricanes.
Right.
Won't it be fun when they don't have their jobs and all of a sudden a hurricane just pops up on us?
Right.
Geez, I just thought it was going to be cloudy today.
Well, that doesn't bother them.
Well,
that's not going to be their problem.
I mean? How fun will that be?
But think about the weather. Pre-hurricane.
Right. I mean, you know
gorgeous.
About a hurricane mm-hmm. like a week and a half, 2 weeks prior.
And the weather does change. You know, the humidity drops, you know, mm-hmm. because of all of the... Will we recognize that on our own?
Right.
Probably not.
And just because that happens doesn't mean it's going to hit here. I mean, hurricanes go up the Gulf. We get great weather, and Louisiana's just decimated.
Or it goes the other way, and it goes all the way up to Virginia. I mean, but how are you going to do away with the NOAA?
Because it doesn't affect them. They don't care.
It's unbelievable to me.
Techno-feudalism. It's where we're going.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I don't like it. One of the things that he doubled down on during his whole speech on Tuesday was thank God for Doge because they saved us $8 million because researchers were creating transgendered mice.
Transgenic mice?
It's actually transgenic mice, which are it's a very good idea because they have a lot of the same sort of systems that we do, and we can, you know, we can do things to sort of prevent illnesses and things
like
that.
They don't want that.
No.
They don't want that. They're trying to thin out the population.
But he doubled down
on
it.
But at the same time.
Transgender mice.
They get paid for every birth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They borrow money, and, you know, what they uncovered with the Social Security, those people weren't being paid, but the government had borrowed money against those people. That's why they're still on the rolls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't have the collateral for the money that you've borrowed, like, you know, you borrow money to buy a car,
mm-hmm.
you can't sell the car and not have the collateral.
Right.
That's why the numbers were skewed.
Yep. Anyway, this dude, Brad Sigmund, 67 years old, was scheduled to die today by firing squad in the state of South Carolina. And I was thinking about it. If you think about all the ways, because he had options, he could have gone lethal injection. He could have gone electric chair. I didn't think anybody used the electric chair anymore. And he said, nope, I don't want either one of those. I want the firing squad. And this is going to be the first time in like 15 years that anybody's been killed or executed by the firing squad. And it's like, I think that's the way to go. I really do. I mean, the lethal injection, we've heard stories where it hasn't worked out. It's taken a lot longer than
and
it's supposed to.
Painful.
Right? The electric chair, I can't even imagine that. That just seems like gas chamber, unbelievable. I don't even think they do that anymore. But, you know, but hanging?
Yeah.
Good Lord. You know what I mean? But the firing squad.
Just shoot me. Just shoot me.
Yeah. Firing squad seems like that's like, let's get it done.
There's a reason that saying exists.
Yeah. But it's like, so they put him in a chair. They put a hood over him. They put a target on his heart. And then there's three dudes. I thought it was more than that. There's three dudes 15 feet away. And they're all behind a wall with holes in it. And none of them know who has the bullet.
Right.
They all have, like, some of them have, you know, dummy rounds. But one of them has the bullet.
What, so they don't feel bad?
Yeah, right. Right. But okay. They all volunteer for it.
Yeah, like
it's in the article I read. So the volunteers, so they actually want to take the shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's crazy. It's a sick world we live in, dude.
It is.
I think we should lean into it. Make it entertaining. We'll just have like a big catapult.
Catapult is cool. We could catapult them right into the Gulf of America.
Oh.
Well, if we have like a big field.
Yeah.
It'd be like the javelin throw at the Olympics.
Let's get a big field full of spikes.
What if we add the guillotine and the head just bounces?
The guillotine truly is probably the fastest.
I don't think so, man.
Oh, I think so. I think once your head lops off, you're done. I don't think there's any. There's no thinking about it after that. You get shot in the heart, you might go, God damn it.
Your brain is still whole, so.
But doesn't that, you know what? You're never going to know until it happens to you. You know?
We need to do more research.
We watched this movie the other night where they were putting people through the guillotine. I mean, put like 10 people through the guillotine while we were watching this movie.
Were
like,
they having a revolution?
It was like, what
yes.
in the world?
Oh, that's
they
how
were.
You do it.
What in the world revolution? Is happening here? They're just lopping heads off.
You see, they're fixing their government.
Firing squad, though, seems like it's like, I remember when I was a kid, there was a guy, Gary Gilmore, who was like a serial killer from like Texas or something like that. And, He opted for the firing squad. And I remember it was a big deal because it was the first time they had used the firing squad in forever when Gary Gilmore was
not associated with the girls.
No, it was a whole thing. They didn't televise what happened, but it was like televised right up to it, and then afterwards.
Sure, they'll start televising it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Good thing, bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the question.
They gotta have, you know, more bread and circuses.
Yeah. Bread and circus.
So why do they call a roach clip a roach clip? Did you hear it?
What?
Why do they call a roach clip a roach clip?
I don't know.
Because potholder is already taken. That's my dad joke for the night.
That's good.
They couldn't have called it something nicer.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, butt clip would be better than roach clip.
Don't you think so? Yeah.
But I guess that was probably already taken.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we're getting close to our thing. When we come back from the break, I do want to talk about this whole exploded SpaceX thing. We talked about it a little bit during the break, but we haven't talked about it on the show. And then there's also, you know, a lot of times you'll see, you know, there's a trend where everybody wants something mini, like a mini animal. And there's mini horses, there's mini cows. A lot of the dog breeds are mini.
Mm-hmm.
Randomly, I thought about an animal that I think would be absolutely adorable if it was mini, and we'll talk about that when we come back. All right, folks, we're going to take this break.
Okay.
All right.
You guys okay?
We're good. Oh, should I say it now?
Third down.
Right. I'm still trying to get my job with the NFL.
All right, well, that was Brittany by Pretty Voices, and, well, it said what it said.
It sure did.
It sure did. Anyway, folks, 727-804-5891 is the number to call if you want to play along. This is our third and final segment. What I always say is that you got to pay attention because it goes quick.
What?
For whatever reason, the third and final segment just flies by. During the break, got a text from my dad. Said, so far, good content and good entertainment.
Oh.
How about that?
Well, that's good.
That is good. Thank you.
Go us.
Thanks, Dad. Yeah. So, during the break, well, before the break, I said that we were going to talk about this whole SpaceX rocket that exploded. And I don't know if you have seen the videos or not of the debris that were, you know, going through the sky over Bahamas and Florida. I mean, it almost looked like we were under a rocket attack,
right?
That kind of thing. I mean, it caused all kinds of interruptions in the, you know, air travel and things like that. Not was only here in Florida, but up and down the East Coast.
Was he trying to hit Mar-a-Lago?
Well, he...
That just popped into my head of the, you know, I mean, I saw it earlier today.
Did you see the one with the streaks across the sky? I mean, it's pretty, it's cool looking. And this is not the first time this has happened. I've seen that video. In fact, when I saw that video today...
We blew one up a month ago.
Yeah. Right. We blew one up a month ago. He blew one up a month ago. And what that says to me is, hey, would you ever be willing to get on one of those rockets? Hell no.
Nope.
No way. And here's the thing. Think about Jeff Bezos. He's now touting this all women's trip into space, and it's got Dale King.
Right.
It's got I think Beyonce was one of the ones that was supposed to go, but there's some other people on there, some celebrities that are going to go on this thing, and it's like if I was Gail King, and I saw this thing blow up, sorry. Yeah, sorry, Jeff.
That's a no for me.
Sorry. Yeah, it's a no for me. I'm not doing it.
I think the billionaires should go, though.
Yes.
Yeah. They,
I also think they should check out the Titanic.
I tell you what. Let's get all the billionaires together, and let's have Jeff Bezos host it. Let's use his. Because so far, one of his hasn't blown up yet. But let's have Jeff Bezos host it. Let's have Donnie. Let's have Elon. Let's have Zuckerberg. And let's do the billionaire tour.
You're going to put people into space, put your money where your butt is.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the inaugural flight, like the Titanic submersible thing.
Yeah, right.
The CEO was on board.
What do you suppose those astronauts that went up in June? They've been stuck on the International Space Station since June. Sunny and Butch, and word came out that Elon was going to send his rocket up there to save them
on the way.
Right, and they're like, "No, we're cool."
Yeah, thanks,
we're
man.
Cool.
We'll get our own ride.
Yeah, what they both need to do, because they're both married, is at this point it's like, can you somehow get us in touch with an attorney? Because it looks like we're never going to be able to come back. So we're going to have to divorce our spouses. You know what I mean? And let them live their lives. We still love them, that kind of thing. But it's not fair for them to be worrying about us here in space. We're trapped up here
in
the
space
International
now.
Space Station.
Can I interject?
Yeah.
Financially?
Yeah.
Do what you do in the space station. What happens there?
What happens in the ISS stays in the ISS?
Yeah. And don't get divorced, because then they won't have to pay on the life insurance policy.
Mm-hmm. Ah, see? That's a good point. You should have been an attorney.
I should have been.
Always thinking.
Yeah, no. Worst, come to me. No. Don't get divorced. Don't, you know, no. Because beneficiaries, they sent you into space.
Yeah.
With a life insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
That's very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody needs to get the payout.
Right.
You divorce, co-join with the person that also dies. They don't have to pay the money.
Right. So one of the other things I mentioned before the breaks is we were going to talk about mini animals. Look, how cute are mini cows, and how cute are mini horses, and then they have all kinds of mini dog breeds and stuff like that. And another one of my random thoughts was, how stinking cute would a mini giraffe be? What?
What?
That would be pretty cool.
I mean, if it was only like 3 feet tall, I mean, from the ground to the top of its head, 3 feet or maybe even 4 feet.
It's gonna be hard to feed him, though.
Even if it was...
You just have to have a lot of bushes, low bushes.
Well, even if its body was...
How cute would a mini giraffe be?
With its neck that it, you know, was like 6 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd still
knew,
be mini.
Steph, I knew you'd like this. I knew you'd like this. A mini giraffe, and with the, because they have like, you know, hoofed feet. Can you imagine it just clopping around in this house with the wood floors?
Which is what we're dealing with right now. We need to get a new trim.
What would we name it?
Jeffrey.
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 That's it. And it's G-E-O.
Geoffrey.
Geoffrey.
Mm-hmm. So
they
when we were
really
like, when we were like,
tongues when it, and they're black.
When
is that okay?
When
like
we,
he's gonna lick you with his.
When it
long
pooped in
black.
The dining room, we'd be like, Gio. Damn it, Gio. but it'd be so cute we couldn't get mad at it. Mm-hmm. We'd just walk over and just hug its neck. We wouldn't even have to bend down. You know what I mean? Just walk over and hug its neck, give him a little noogie between those two knobs on its head. You know?
And go, dude, you're supposed to potty outside. You're
supposed to potty outside. Geo, come on, man.
You goofy horse.
You goofy. Yeah.
Now coming.
You goofy long neck horse.
Now coming to the kitchen to get a treat. You're a good boy.
Come. We got like the kibble and the bowls for the puppies, and we have like a bush in the corner for Geo.
He just has a shelf.
Yeah, right.
And we need to make sure that he doesn't get too tall, mm-hmm. that I can't reach to put the food on the shelf.
Right.
The leaves.
Yep. So you remember Casey Anthony?
Yes. Yeah.
So what was the daughter's name?
Kaylee.
Kaylee. Okay. So now Casey Anthony is now putting out videos on TikTok, and she's claiming that she's an advocate for women and for children. And it's like,
and she's going to find the real killer.
Right. And here's the thing. If you've ever gotten away with murder, you need to shut up.
Yeah, dude, just shut it.
Shut it. Shut it.
You're done. You won.
Disappear.
Go away. Right.
Do not. I mean, how much attention are these videos going to bring to her and re-spark the whole thing? Are people now going to be like, you know what, let's look back into this?
Well, she wants another Netflix series.
She wants the attention. I mean, at the end of the day, she has a mental illness.
Yeah.
That the attention is what she wants.
She mm-hmm. truly got away with murder because the judicial system is so screwed.
Yep.
I mean, all you have to do is present a reasonable doubt. And that's what they did, and they pushed that because they told the jury, if you can't 100% say that she did it, she's innocent, which is crap, which is total crap because of all the evidence that they put in front of them.
Oh, look.
They should have been like slam dunk.
Mm-hmm. How old were you then?
I think I was in high school.
Okay.
I think so.
OJ got away with murder. So did Casey Anthony. Mm-hmm.
So did...
who?
Trayvon Martin's.
Oh, yeah. What was it? George Martin.
George Zimmerman.
Zimmerman.
George Martin made Game of Thrones.
Yeah, George Zimmerman. Right. He got away with murder.
We like George Martin. A lot. And I hope he's writing. Because we need some good stuff.
Yeah, Mom and I were talking the other day. It was like, how bad do we miss Game of Thrones?
I know, right?
We need something, man. We need a new something.
Have you watched Fallout?
Mm-mm.
You should.
What's that?
That's, we don't have enough time. Watch Fallout.
All right.
It's on the HBO. Or.
Well, we don't have HBO. We don't have HBO. Or,
what's the other one? It's on... Prime? It's on Prime. Or Hulu. One of them. I don't know.
So I saw something the other day that said J.D. Vance once claimed to be gay, but then he went through conversion therapy.
Ah.
I've seen the kind of pants he wears. It didn't work.
Well, the thing is, I mean, is that... I mean, what? Do you think that he actually wears eyeliner? Guy liner?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Do you think he does?
Oh, he definitely does.
He definitely does.
There's a lot of things wrong with him, but it's not that he's gay.
He's a complete doofus. But I mean, talk about
the
flip-flopper of flip-floppers. I mean, now he's the vice president of the United States under the person that he said was the worst person in the world and said probably was going to be America's Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Well, he was right.
Oh, well, he was right.
Couch humper.
But he was raised and learned how to be the enigma, the kowtowing enigma.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind that he was gay.
I don't care.
I don't think he was.
Well, who? But maybe that's just the way he was raised, where maybe he was a little effeminate and they were like, boy, there's something wrong with you. You know what I mean?
I don't even think that's real. I think he's just saying that now.
Oh, so maybe. So
they can push this conversion therapy.
Just got
which they're all on about.
I get it.
Just okay. Got a text from Sally Lou. I'm listening to you and love you both.
Oh, Sally Lou, it's good to hear from you.
Yep.
So glad you're listening.
Yes, me too. Love my girl, Sal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what to think. I don't know what to think about all that.
He will do and say anything he thinks will make people happy.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. That whole thing in the Oval Office was like, if I'm Zelensky, I may have gotten up and slapped him.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I do on the daily. You've never been anywhere. And now I find out that you're wearing guyliner.
No.
And capris.
And capris. What a jerk.
Watch your mouth, couch humper.
Yeah.
I think I have that version.
So have you ever seen the show Naked and Afraid?
Yeah.
Okay. So I saw a commercial the other day.
I live that every morning.
when you walk out into the hallway,
into the lobby.
Look at the news.
Yeah,
I haven't put clothes on yet.
So Naked and Afraid is one of those shows where it's like, there's no way I could ever do it because, first of all, you don't get to have shoes. If you have any kind of covering for your feet, you have to make them yourself. Out of like palm fronds or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know
That'd
I mean?
Be the first thing I'd do. My feet are
so sensitive. There's no way I could. Look, as soon as I take my clothes off, I'm not even going to be able to walk away from the truck to meet the other naked person. Be like, hold on. They're going to have to come to me. We're going to set up camp right here.
It's too hot.
Yeah. And the bugs. Oh my God, the bugs. Anyway, I saw a commercial the other day that said there's a new Naked and Afraid contestant. It's a woman, and she's legless.
Yeah, I saw
legless
that.
From the knee down.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not allowing her to take her prosthetics, so she's going to have to knee her way through wherever the hell they drop them. That, to me, is that's not cool.
That's scandalous.
Yeah, that's not cool.
It's not cool. But she signed up for it. She knew what she was going to get into. You know, I don't know what her background is. Maybe she was some sort of survivalist or whatever it is. Because it seems like everybody.
Military vet.
Yeah, right. But I mean, to then decide that you're going to be dropped off, you're going to take your prosthetics away, and then now you're just going to knee it through the jungle or whatever the hell you are.
That's exploitation.
I don't like it.
The show and
Naked.
The show that I like is it's called Alone, and they drop you out in like Alaska or Canada or something.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, at least the one season I watched, there's at least four or five guys. They're like the ultra conservative John Wayne guys,
mm-hmm.
and like they're all like, oh yeah, I grew up hunting. I'm a real man's man.
Yeah.
And like by the end of day two, they're just like. Crying in the tent.
Get me out of here.
I miss my family. I'm scared.
My fingers are frozen.
And meanwhile,
I need electricity.
There's some hippie lady from San Diego just moving in out there. She's having a great time.
Yeah, she's like.
She's building her yurt.
Yeah, she's at one with the whole thing.
Yurt, and she's. What do they call that when they smoke everything?
Yeah.
Right.
What do they call that?
It's like smudging or
no, when they do the smoke to release the
bad energy and bring in the good.
But yeah, it, like It never fails. There's always some, you know, super tough guy who breaks down immediately, and then there's like some hippie lady that's just loving it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, this is my world. Where have you been all my life? Oh, God, is that going to be me?
Probably. Yeah,
probably. If we take your legs off from the knee down.
No, not that one.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
No, I'm just going to do the alone thing.
You want to be full figured. Your parts.
Why can't I be the alone woman in my yurt that I build?
Yurtle the turtle. Yeah. Here's the thing, Ty. The other night, Mom and I watched 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Yes.
And I haven't seen it in forever. And
that's how they faked the moon landing.
Well, right. And the thing is...
It came out first.
Well, it did. The thing is, we went to space prior to, but we didn't land on the moon until after it came out. And, it's so funny to me how in 1969 does Stanley Kubrick and all of his artistic people surrounding him come up with something that even today we consider what it would be like to live in space.
Look,
you know what I mean?
The latest private moon lander tipped over.
Oh, did
on
it?
Landing.
Well, we were going to talk about that too. The Firefly from that private company,
and has been declared dead on arrival.
Well, nice.
So we did that in 1969. What happened? Why did we have more technology then?
Well, we had unlimited funding then to beat the Russians, but now. We just hang out with the Russians, apparently.
Yeah, now we're besties. Yeah. So one of the things.
But why can't we redo it?
One of the things I wanted to mention, Ty, you were always into Pokemon.
Yeah.
Did you ever do the Pokemon Go?
A little bit.
Okay, so one of the things that I think a lot of people didn't realize, if you were playing Pokemon Go, there was a company called Niantic.
Yeah, they make the thing.
Well, yeah. But what they were doing is they were using everybody that played Pokemon Go to map the world.
Yep.
And I don't, people didn't realize that. So it's like.
That was a big thing.
Yeah.
Well, why is that a big thing?
Because they got a bunch of free labor.
Yeah. So they, instead of doing the research on themselves, they created Pokemon Go, made it a game for everybody to play, but what people didn't realize that were playing the game is that they were being monitored, and every time they went to a place, they were mapping those places. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Crafty.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's that.
You didn't have to pay to play, did
you?
No,
but you could.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow, they took it even to that depth.
Yep.
Took it to that depth. All right, so we're to the point where I got to do my quotes.
Quote it.
Already. The first quote says, Russia conquered half of America faster than it conquered one-fifth of Ukraine.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Tesla's swastika goes from 0 to 1939 in 3 seconds.
They also burn real good.
Yeah.
Or apparently.
They get dumped in
spontaneously.
In the bay. Mm-hmm. This one, you're going to like this one. A blue whale's anus can stretch over a meter wide, making it the second largest asshole on the planet.
Oh. Only the second.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This one says, you're raising the volume of your voice, but not the logic of your argument. And that came from Vladimir Zelensky when he was in the Oval Office.
Yeah, that's what a real leader sounds
mm-hmm.
like.
This one says, eek! It's the transgendered mice coming to take my daughter's place on the volleyball team.
Oh, no.
This one says, the poor are parasites. Elon Musk.
Yeah.
And the last one says, Foxtrot Delta Tango. If you know, you know.
You know.
So that's it, pretty much. Steph, do you have anything that you want to add here on the end of the show?
I should have prepared. No, I don't. Great show.
I enjoyed it. I think we had a good time.
Yep.
Fun week.
Yeah, thank you so much to John and Dad who participated in the show. Always love that when somebody does.
Always good. Yeah. Mildred came over today.
Oh, always no. Cool.
Yeah. Got our Mildred time.
What a little character she is.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord.
She's the thing.
She's all about
if you,
it, man.
If you think we're quirky.
Mildred is our granddaughter and Ty's niece.
And
she's something else.
Spitfire. Give her,
if we can keep this show for another couple of years, she'll be on it.
Mm-hmm.
She's about to be six.
Yeah. Yep. Next month she will be six. She's something else, man. She is she's Spitfire.
Yes, she is.
Yep. Crazy. Anyway, so we're looking forward to that. Yeah. Do you have anything you want to add? Anything you got going on?
Oh, I don't know. New Monster Hunter. Real good. Play it.
Monster Hunter? What
Monster
is it?
Monster Hunter. It's a game.
Video game.
Okay.
Video game.
Video.
Yep.
Enjoy it while you can.
I will say, Semper Fi Devil Dogs and Mission Mom, Duchess, it's about that time, sweetheart. Thank you so much for listening to our show this evening. We love speaking with you every Friday evening, and we look forward to speaking with you again next week, because that's what we do on Friday.
It is what we do.
All right, folks, we'll see you again next week. Enjoy a little In Spite of Ourselves by my besties, Paul and Jenny Hunley. Talk to you next week.